Hi, this is Rocky Mountain Media, and this is Dina Gilmore, and I'm here with my crew for All In, episode 11. Say hi, everybody.
Hi. Hi.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
I'm in a weird mood.
All right.
That's okay. I love it. Weird mood's great.
It's a weird mood, Anne.
Oh, well, we're going to have a mood Anne.
I have different moods. Mostly it's anxious Anne, but today it's weird mood Anne.
I love weird mood Anne.
I'm so glad someone likes her.
Totally.
I like her.
Thanks,
I had
Matt.
I think about it for a moment because I'm like,
do I?
I just like wait, the, in general.
Oh,
so.
You're so sweet. Thank you. Oh my God. I'm dying.
We love it.
I'm dying.
I love it. Well, today's topic, we're going to talk about our talent show that we've got coming up that is going to be in Red Rocks Community College in the Den on Friday, March 15th. So it's a talent show that's accepting pretty much anything from poetry to improv to shtick to live music, whatever you would like to do. So this is a fundraiser for our club so that we can have funds for more equipment and bring more media opportunities, roving reporting, and things like that. So
yeah, that's from 1 to 3.
Yes. Oh, thank you. I forgot that part.
Yeah, no problem.
It's
in Den. This is good.
Did we all mention all that, too? It's in the Den.
And yeah,
what's
she
cool
said
about
Den.
The Den is it has popcorn and Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Free popcorn, free Kool-Aid.
And it's also, it's the Ides of March, so it's when Caesar was stabbed by all his friends in the Senate.
Oh, boy, that's a dramatic thing.
Six Semper Tyrannis.
We accept actors. Y'all want to do a little skit? Act out Caesar dying.
I would love to have somebody do some skits.
Yeah.
Some theater students, if you're listening.
Funny enough, the mission in Fallout New Vegas to kill the leader of Caesar's Legion is called Death to Tyrants.
Hmm. Cool.
That's great.
All right.
I don't remember that, but yeah.
And that's way over my head because I'm not into that world.
Yeah, no, my gaming goes as far as Zelda and Smash Bros. And that's kind of. And Kingdom Hearts, but I don't have a PS4, so I can't play number 3, and
You're
I'm really upset.
Anything, it's okay.
No, but Rutger Hauer from Lady Hawk plays Xehanort, and it used to be Leonard Nimoy, rest in peace. But now, of course, it can't be. And sorry, I'm getting off.
It's all good. It's all good. I want you guys just to be yourselves. So if we get a little off topic, that's just normal. I mean, that's just been part of being a human.
It's Weird Mood Anne.
So.
It's Weird Mood Anne.
We need a little theme song for Weird Mood Anne.
Weird Mood Anne.
And what's cool about the talent show is we do have the Den booked for auditions. So if you'd like to audition, pretty much everybody gets in. So
yes.
Be real.
Not judging or anything.
No, it's
we
not
We just
really.
Want to see who's there.
Exactly. And we just want to make sure the whole point of auditions is so we can create a lineup. And so we know, like, time frame, because auditions will be Tuesday, March 5th from 12 to 4. So we got a nice window of time that will be for you guys to come and join us and check it out, see if it's something you'd like to do. We'd love to have you. So, again, theater students, you guys are watching. We'd love to have you guys with us. Anything from stand-up to you name it. So rehearsal we'll also have on Friday, March 8th. I can verify the time just to be sure, but... definitely coming to the auditions Tuesday, March 5th from 12 to 4. And then the talent show is Friday, March 15th. And we said 1 to 3 for the time for the actual talent show. So we picked a Friday so that way people won't be in classes as much and they can kind of just chill, not be as rushed and all that good stuff. So, and you can check us out in the John Letter too. We'll have a little flyer in this next edition. So what are you guys all doing? I think I'm going to read a poem. But okay. What are you guys up to?
My plan is to, and I'm going to go back home tonight and work on it a little bit, is I've got my MacBook with a bunch of different music writing softwares, and I've got my big piano, and I'm probably just going to throw together a couple cool chords, do like 4-bar loop stuff, and then maybe improv solo over it. That's my hopeful plan, something like that, where I might do something longer. I'm not quite sure yet. My first thing that came to mind, though, is doing like a 4-bar loop. Because loop stuff is fun, and it's one of those things you mess it up, it doesn't ruin the whole recording because you can just go back 4 bars and redo it again.
Sounds good.
That's what I'm hoping to do.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, I love y'all's music, so anytime y'all play, you got my ears.
Aww.
So that did not come out grammatically correct, and I don't get it.
We got the intention and the feeling.
Okay, good.
That's what matters.
I also thought a fun closing segment could be like a jam sesh.
Yeah,
yes.
Just like going for it, musician and musician.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to hear all you guys together, so that would be awesome. So, what else? What else are we doing?
I was going to do like just guitar and singing, but then I looked at one of my ukulele books. And it has a I Have to Say I Love You in a Song by Jim Croce, and I just started playing it on the ukulele, and I was just like, huh, I kind of like this. And my dad was like, you should do that for the talent show. I was like, all right. And so I think I'm going to do, I don't know, I've changed my lineup a lot. I think I'm going to do Killing Me Softly with guitar. I think I'm going to do I Have to Say I Love You in a Song with ukulele. I think I'm going to do Escapism by Rebecca Sugar also on guitar.
You could always do the Tiny Tim SpongeBob song, the Living in the Sunlight with the ukulele.
I sure could. Mm-hmm. That is certainly an option to me. However, comma, I don't think that it would quite jive with the rest of my set. I think my kind of music is kind of like sad.
I mean, it doesn't hurt to have a happy song in the set list.
You know what? You're right. Nathan and I were joking around, like, we should do Mad World.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was going to do Country Roads, but everyone was like, no, please. Don't. It's a country.
No.
Do
oh,
it.
Oh, my God, yes.
It was like,
I was
going to be like, hey, everyone, sing along, and I was going to play Country
Roads. Oh, my God,
so
yes.
It might just devolve into meme songs.
I mean, maybe.
Oh,
you know,
that's
I
not
like
a meme
the,
song to me.
I learned, again, okay, when Nathan and I were planning, we started sounding out Take On Me on the piano, but we started playing it really sad. And so it was like this, like, do-do-do-do-do-do. It was just
really long, quiet, and sad, and amazing.
But it was Take On Me, and so, yeah, that's three meme songs now. It's too much.
You know, it's okay. That's when I look at, like, the dark and the light, the positive and the negative, the yin and the yang kind of thing. So we can have sad stuff, too. My poetry is usually kind of sad, so, you know, depends on the poetry.
For anyone who's, like, needing anything, I can bring all of my instruments. And if you need, like, stand-in instruments and stuff, I've got an electric bass, an electric guitar, an acoustic electric ukulele.
Oh my god.
And all that.
The only problem is none of us have a drum kit.
But are you going to come to rehearsal?
I'll make something work.
Please, I want to play some of those instruments because I played an electric ukulele at like a music conference once and it changed my life. But both my ukuleles, Django and Brunhilde, are acoustic. So I name all my instruments.
I love it.
I'd love to have that bass though.
Yeah,
see,
cool.
I
want to
play bass.
Yeah. I woke up this morning and so I was gonna jam out some Daft Punk, so I'm gonna
I love Daft
Punk.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Which one?
I gave you a bass I made.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
Nathan,
that's alright. I mean,
World
Discovery
so
is my favorite Daft Punk album, but my favorite songs in Discovery are Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, because of course, and then Something About Us, because I just get sad.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, another tangent here.
I'm excited to hear you guys play again.
Another tangent here.
Go on.
I actually gave Nathan a bass I made that I couldn't get to work. I made it for Woodshop.
You made a bass?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Wow.
That's tight.
Impressive. Yeah. My problem was I couldn't get it stringed right, and Nathan eventually found out how to string it, so.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. How's it play?
It plays good.
Yeah?
For sure.
That's super cool.
Have you tried it with the amp yet?
I definitely plugged it in, yeah. I had to.
You made an electric one?
Yep.
Yeah. You made an electric bass.
That's impressive.
That's
I did have to go with
whack.
I got some wicked talented members.
That's
there.
Insane.
Dang.
Do you like take commissions?
I could probably do it again.
But could you do a guitar?
Yeah.
I think
interesting.
I used a kit though, so.
Interesting. Interesting.
That's still really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, all my shaman drums, I had a kit but I still made them.
That's
cool because
cool
like you put your energy into it then. Because my dad made a Celtic harp also from a kit, but like now his energy's all up in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
gonna
give Mac an idea. I think you should do a hard drive song.
If it works for Daft Punk.
You mean like the
floppy
drive?
Maybe
the 3D printer
song.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of doing anything?
Oh no, I didn't.
I'm sure you should.
Just
read.
Yeah,
I mean,
do you have any, like, poetry or any...
The only music I've ever done is, like, with Bitwig Studio, LMS, like, stuff like that. It's, like,
that is music.
But,
that's still music.
And it doesn't have to be music, too. You could, like, do anything.
Yeah.
You could give a speech
about
you should.
Like, engineering.
A speech.
That'll
wow the audience.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, here it is. You do a space speech. Oh no. Okay.
I'll do
here
a
it
TED
is.
Talk.
Listen, TED Talks are entertaining.
Yeah,
people
TED
watch them.
Like,
That's cool. I always love learning new things. You could do like a space poem, or you could read an excerpt from Stephen Hawking's Brief History of Time. There are options.
Okay. Yeah.
True.
You could read from The Little Prince. That's space.
Let him think about it. That may not be his style. Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, I'll think about it for sure.
You don't have to, but like, it'd be cool.
And this is a reach out for anyone listening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here. Come into the rehearsal or the audition. Give us whatever you've got. Like,
show us your stuff.
If you play guitar and you just like dabble a little bit, come on, we'll play something with you if you don't feel comfortable playing it alone. If you do monologues or write poems or anything, I mean, this is here so everyone can see your work.
Yeah, or stand up.
Yeah, it's
or
totally.
Or stand up. Yes,
you could be the next John Mulaney. Think about it.
You never know. I mean, you know, we might have the next Margaret Cho here on staff on campus. But yeah, totally, especially any stand-up monologues, which we've been learning in script writing class.
Yeah.
Monologues are fun. They're scary, but they're fun. I have a bad experience.
They are scary. Yeah. When you audition with a monologue, it's so nerve-wracking. Because, like, you learn it inside and out, and then when you get up there, your legs are shaking, and you don't...
I was bad with it, because the only two times I auditioned as a cast member, I learned the monologue about 10 minutes before going on to the audition.
Oh, no!
One was for the senior show that a bunch of my friends wrote, and they were really super talented. And they picked a small segment from the show for their monologue.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into it, 10 minutes before, and I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'll audition. And I learned the monologue 10 minutes went up, and I actually killed the monologue, and then I messed up the singing solo.
Aww. That's tough. That's... Last semester, I auditioned for The House of Yes, and I did the Godfather monologue from You've Got Mail 1998 with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Oh, wow.
It's when he's talking about The Godfather. That's literally it. And at the time, I was real into The Godfather. So
that is a really good book.
Yeah, but the thing was, I was looking for, monologues for women, and I was not happy, with what I found. I was like, this is...
That's why I gotta write more.
And so monologues are hard to find, too. Like,
yeah.
I remember when I was trying to audition for Les Mis, I spent, at least a week... Just looking for
Did you get the role?
No, I did.
Who are you auditioning for?
I'm just auditioning for, main cast.
I feel like he'd be a good Marius.
Our Marius was really crazy good. The entire leads were all seniors, and they were all,
Wasn't Danny Miller in that?
Danny Miller was...
Was he Jean Valjean?
He was indeed... No.
Javert?
No, yeah, he was Jean Valjean.
I knew it.
Sorry, I had to think about it for a second. I'm like... Names of characters. This
Shout out to Danny
years.
Miller.
Danny Miller, if you're watching this, I will send this to you. I know.
Shout out to Danny Miller. Your dad was my high school choir director, so what up?
Wow. Small world.
Yeah. The person who went to his high school, his dad was my choir director at my high school. We're technically rivals.
Technically, but I mean.
Yeah, no. Our dad's real rival was Pomona. Pomona, if you're listening.
A-West's real rival was.
RV.
No, not RV. Actually, it was.
RV was everyone's rival.
Bear Creek.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bear Creek was head to head with us with music for.
Yeah.
Performing arts of instruments and for vocal.
You know what? Our dad did pretty good at those kinds of things. I mean, we hosted every darn thing.
So this will be a treat for anybody coming, because you guys are already musically trained.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, high school.
Well, what counts as musically trained?
You still play and
Matt,
you train.
Yeah.
You in,
my training is not in any of the instruments I play right now. So.
Weren't you in orchestra
Les
Mis?
I did
Oh, were you
pit?
Oh, cool.
I did pit stuff for Les Mis, Beauty and the Beast, and for, what was my senior show?
What instrument?
Clarinet.
Nice.
Bass clarinet. I'm forgetting my senior show.
Do you ever get the nickname Squidward?
Yeah, just...
Oh,
I've come to accept it.
I can't remember A-West.
It's become part of
the senior show.
It was,
I know some of the...
Blanc.
Oh, yeah, I know some of the A-West kids came to almost Maine to, watch us.
That was, yeah, because Wes...
Because Wes was in it. Wesley, if you're listening, what's up? I've known you since you were in 7th grade. And you played my husband in that show. He was my husband in that show. We were the one with the shoe dropping. That was me.
Well, because we did Almost Maine the year before.
I remember that.
It was a sob fest. It was
yeah.
So good.
It's a heavy show. Sorry, we just went full theater nerds.
That's part of what this is about. It's still all
Oopsies.
The talent show. I mean, that's just part of your talent. So it's showing how well-rounded that you guys are, but that we're also putting that out to everybody else that you know, anyone on campus. I'm sure we could even open it up to people who aren't students. Staff mm-hmm. could do it as well, and
yeah,
I know faculty listens to
us. Feel free.
So if you guys got something faculty would like to join our fun fundraiser, yeah, come and audition with
awesome
us. We'd love
that.
To have
yeah.
you.
Yeah, teachers' place and stuff.
Totally.
Yeah,
super
cool.
Teachers are
yeah.
super duper talented. I mean, they're teachers, so like, obvi. But.
Yeah.
Right? DM, come do a monologue.
Yeah, DM, mm-hmm. do one of your monologues.
That'd
DM
be so awesome.
Writes so many monologues.
Mm-hmm.
DM, if you're listening, we love you.
I mean, if like any English teachers want to show off some of their poetry too. So.
Yeah, like Sarah
yeah,
Fall.
Absolutely.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, Sarah, if you're listening.
Sarah.
She's our academic advisor, so we adore her.
We sure do.
For the club. She's
yeah.
our academic advisor for the club.
So. I've only had 4 classes here, and she's taught 2 of them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she was my creative writing teacher last semester, and she's one of the teachers in my literary magazine this semester.
Yeah, I wanted to
yeah.
be in that class, but I'm overloaded.
You have so many classes. You have a full schedule.
Yeah, I don't think I could pack anything else in. So, but this will be fun. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear you guys play, or sing,
or
act,
do anything.
Or
perform.
Whatever you guys want to perform.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That
perform.
Wraps it up
yeah.
in a nice little package
perform.
With a bow.
So again, if y'all are listening, come join us.
Audition. I think
the word
for a
second.
It's funny. Is it Weird Moon Nathan too? Is it?
Yeah,
it's always.
Is it
nice.
Weird Mood Podcast Club Day?
Sure.
Yep.
Weird,
Mood
Weird Mood Rocky
Podcast.
Mountain Media.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a tongue twister.
But yeah, it is. I want to hear you say that 5 times.
Weird Mood Rocky Mountain Media. 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 Boom.
Wow.
That's the weird.
Thank you.
Impressive.
Thank you.
For theater stuff, the one that's just.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Uh-huh.
That one.
Red leather, yellow leather.
I don't like
do not
is
like that.
Is it leather or leather?
Leather. Like, oh, my leather pair of boots.
Red
I don't
leather.
I don't know.
Leather hats and leather pants and leather socks.
Oh,
no.
Oh, how did that even
that
work?
That sounds like something that would be in Texas, honestly.
Leather shirts.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, I've seen leather shirts. I've seen leather pants. I've seen leather boots. I've seen leather jackets. I've seen leather masks. I've seen... get your head out the gutter.
This is a family-friendly podcast.
Yes, it is.
Get your head out
clean.
The
oh, yes.
gutter. But I've never seen leather socks. That's it. Wrapped it up. Thanks, Matt.
There we go.
How
there it is.
Leather suspenders. That'd be kind of cool.
I have. I think I've seen. I don't think I've seen a leather bow tie.
I've seen them, but
I've seen a leather tie.
I don't like leather. Why? Like leather just.
I don't like
gross.
It either.
It gets like really gross.
Thank
and
you,
and
Matt.
Sweaty. Like it just gets hot.
Leather's gross.
Gross. Like,
leather is
kind
of when you think
Texas
about it, it's
kind
of
like,
gross.
Something you're already
so
gonna get
perhaps chainmail would be a better material.
I mean,
chainmail socks.
Everyone, let's go to a Renfest. Let's go club activity Renfest.
I love it.
Man, I used to go to the Renfest every year when I was little because I was like really into swords. Whatever.
Swords are cool.
Swords are cool. My last name is Schwertfeger, which means sword
mm-hmm.
finisher in German.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I had a predisposition day one.
It's in your blood.
My
it
last
was
name doesn't get
in
anything.
My winter. It means you fall in the snow. Winter bottom.
Not incorrect. I have as many videos from the security cameras in my house. Me slipping down the driveway on ice, wearing my tux so I don't have like traction. And I just slide
oh,
down.
No.
Oh.
Oh
no!
I guess
no.
Nathan's last name must mean he really likes burritos.
What's your last name?
Bean.
Or just because Mr. Bean.
Oh, is it Nathan Bean?
Have you seen Mr. Bean?
Everyone's seen Mr. Bean.
If you haven't seen Mr. Bean, go see Mr. Bean.
Go see.
Yeah, it's Rowan Atkinson. He's like super, 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 super talented. And if you don't know who he is, he's Mr. Bean, obviously. But he's also he's Zazu in The Lion King. And in 2009 in The West End, he was Fagin and Oliver. And you know, like
just a couple.
Just he's also that guy in Love Actually who gets the necklace for Alan Rickman. He's like, oh, just a sprig of parsley or something. He just throws it. Something. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah.
He was taken forever. That would have annoyed the crap out of me.
Well, in the original script of Love Actually, he was supposed to be an angel, and so he knew that Alan Rickman was cheating on his wife, the character, not the actor. I love Alan Rickman. But and so in the original script, he was an angel, and then someone was like, I don't think that's going to work. And they were like, okay. And so they kept the character, but kept
good.
Out the...
He's also in the James Bond parody, Johnny English.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Solid.
Well, I can relate to the making fun of the last name thing, because I can't tell you how many times I've heard Happy Gilmore.
Oh, so, that must be tough.
The Gilmore Girls. That's the whole reason I started watching it, was because of the name.
Aww.
Really? I got addicted.
Man, when I was younger, no one said it right. No one still does. But they were like, oh, yeah, and Schwarzenegger. I'm like, no.
No.
Number one, he's Austrian. Yep. I'm German. Close, but no cigar.
I have very scarcely encountered anyone who has pronounced Detroit correctly the first time around.
Detroit. I did.
Oh, I can remember.
Well, yeah.
I did.
You're an exception.
Thank
but
you.
One time, one of the robocallers said, Diet Rigahut. And,
Diet Rigahut.
Yeah, it
is
was
that,
horribly overpronounced.
Is she German as
it's,
well?
Yeah.
Detroit. It's 13 letters, and mine's 12, so he's got me beat by one.
I mean, and, like, Dutch, like, Norwegian, it's all like the similar languages too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Northern European languages. So
The Germanic languages.
I never took a foreign language. I tried French for about 6 weeks in high school and I had to drop it.
I did French for 3 years in high school.
Mm.
And then I went to France.
It was mostly because she kept making me the example and I'm like, oh no, no.
Oh,
do
like,
that
I'm good.
Every
I've
week.
Had some bad French teachers, but I had really a great French teacher. His name was Scott Capron. If you're listening, Mr. Capron, I love you. That's it.
Nate, you want to talk about
terrible
our...
terrible German teacher.
Exactly.
The one at Arvada was so bad, the German teacher. Like,
is that where you went to school?
No.
He went to
A-West.
A-West.
Oh. Maybe it's just a German teacher thing. Maybe it's just like...
Well, apparently the new teacher they have there is better, but like...
Not when you were there.
Is it not?
No, I was talking to the sophomore, and she's like, yeah, the German teacher is not much better than she was before. And I'm like, oh... From what I've heard, she's actually somehow worse.
Oh no, how?
How do you get worse than Kaiser?
Okay, great last name for a German teacher, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, just thinking about it.
It was a terrible German teacher.
If you're listening, sorry.
I love it. All these shout-outs today are fantastic.
It's like a rap tune, basically.
Everywhere.
It's like Kanye going on a podcast in a bunch of rap views.
Kanye, if you're listening.
That's so fantastic.
Thank you,
Kanye.
At Kanye.
Hey, when y'all are famous musicians, you could go back on this and really get a cackle.
I'd like to shout out to Lin-Manuel Miranda. I love you so much. Lin-Manuel Miranda, I want to meet you so bad. DM saw In the Heights with Lin-Manuel Miranda. And
wow.
That's
cool.
I know. Because I was in his office, like, talking to him about, like, my writing and stuff or whatever, and I see a little thing on his wall, and it says In the Heights. I'm like, did you see In the Heights? He's like, yeah. And I was like, with Lin-Manuel Miranda? He's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's fantastic.
I got to see... Oh.
Are you
good?
Totally are you good?
Oh,
no.
It was during the spring, and it was a revamp of an old musical, and... it had the person who did Aaron Burr as the lead.
Oh, Leslie Odom Jr.
Yeah, I believe so.
That's who did Aaron Burr, so that's
sure.
Yes,
I
Well, if you want to look up Leslie Odom Jr. real quick.
I'm not into musical theater.
That's a shame.
That's a shame.
I've
only ever been to one theater show.
Me too. I went to Hamilton actually. I was here in Denver. Yeah. Yeah.
You lucky person.
Yeah. It was amazing.
I'm so envious.
Yeah, it was awesome because I don't see many plays or anything like that. But yeah, that was fantastic.
I really like the old German operas like Die Valkyrie and the Planets and the Messiah.
The Planets are really good. My mom loves Gustav Holst. Jupiter's her favorite.
So Jupiter is my absolute favorite Holst piece.
That's my mom's favorite.
Time, and I love it with
it's
a burning
a
passion.
One.
You're just like a 6-year-old woman.
I have children that call me mother. They were my freshman, and now I'm their mom.
I had that too, where when I was in middle school, I had 7th graders. I called them Sevies, and they were my little Sevies. And I just took
that's
care of them.
Cute.
And then when I was high school, I had freshies. But I wasn't... They were... yes.
I mean, like, I claimed in 4 freshmen because I was claimed as a freshman my senior year, and I almost like it was strange. It's a marching, it's like a marching band thing. Like the first day, I'm sitting there talking to my section leader, and I'm like, yeah, I play video games, and I'm kind of weird. And my section leader came up and wrapped his arms around me. He's like, "You are mine. I've claimed you. If anyone claims you, yell at them."
Ah,
like,
marching band.
From
them, marching band.
I claimed more people and I love it.
Do you have any good Melhorn stories to wrap this up?
What?
I don't know if I can tell any of those stories.
I think
maybe they're safe not to.
I think, yeah, if you think you shouldn't, then maybe not.
Yes. So, thank you guys for bearing with us as we go off on our little shout-outs and tangents and sharing the excitement that we have for our very first talent show.
Mm-hmm.
Again, come out to auditions on Tuesday, March 5th from 12 to 4 in the Den. There's always popcorn and Kool-Aid. Can I say that enough? Popcorn and Kool-Aid. Get
free drink,
free food. and then the talent show itself is on Friday, March 15th from 1 to 3. So come and have fun with Rocky Mountain Media. We are sponsoring this, and it is a fundraiser for us so we can get more equipment. Tickets are $7 a piece or pay what you can. So it's not enforced, but we are looking for funds for the group, for the club. So thank you so much for tuning in. This has been episode 11 of All In. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Have a nice future.
Solid.